morning, wonderful people. Welcome to my channel. Before I get into this intimacy podcast, we are checking the dynamism in intimacy. And I'm following the following 4 points. I wanted to give you an introduction before I get into it. If you've seen this, just skip this part. If you're new, welcome to the exploratory channel of Vedic Astrology. Anyway, number one, what am I considering here? Moon compatibility by Gana of Nakshatras, that is the Dev Gana, Rakshasa Gana and Manushya Gana. We'll see that. As we go along, we'll see that. I'll keep giving different points for you, each place. Number two, also while using this, check the Ascendant, Venus and Mercury and the 7th Lord Nakshatras. Nakshatra placement, wherever they are, whichever house they are, check all these three when you are doing a voluntary or very deliberate comparison. Okay, don't go blindly only by the moon. Check all of these three as well, because all of those, each one of those, plays a part in mental, emotional and physical agility that is required. If there is too much stiffness, you will not absorb. Okay, agility to absorb, be willing to work with oneself first. Always self comes first. There is so many things I have shared on the Google Drive. You can see even the community post. You can look that up, use that, share it, whatever. Number three, these podcasts will examine the dynamism within intimacy, considering in the subcontinent of India, earlier they were doing matchmaking. Nowadays, people are just going around sleeping with everyone, youngsters. So this is a madness which people are leaving their old culture. There was some wisdom in it. But anyway, if you're still doing matchmaking, use these principles along with going to a traditional Jyotish, for example. Okay, for all those who are matching the moon in the charts, have this as a guideline to begin with. Get some understanding. Don't go blindly to an astrologer. Or even in this day and age, dating one another. The dating business which we have borrowed from the Western civilization. Never mind, I don't want to dig that rabbit hole. Number four, check the Google Drive link in description box in each podcast. The files are there. Use them for your own analysis. You can do it with AI, you can do it with whatever. So we will begin the podcast. Let's begin. The next best possible combination will be from Ashwini to Pushya. So we are considering an Ashwini woman and Pushya man. In this case, just putting Ashwini all the time on man doesn't help, isn't it? There's a lady next door who's Ashwini Nakshatra, so, you know. Okay. Anyway, so those are highlighted there. Those snakes eating their own tails. Those are the logos of the Nakshatras, in case you're wondering. Core chemistry 1-4, how it's positioning in this particular one. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch the introduction first. Tone is of spark and sanctuary. Her speed and adventure meet his steadiness and care. Why it works? Ashwini, that is her, brings initiative, courage, novelty, playful risk. Pushya, him, brings nature, nurture, reliability, tradition and emotional holding capacity. Just aside, think of intimacy as you are merging energies with another being while at the same time being you, because you can't be anything else other than you, isn't it? Just think about that for a minute. Back to this. Risk. If unbalanced, her fire may feel contained and the water or earth within him may feel rushed. The 14 axis demands pacing, warm home base, purposeful action. These are all keywords. The mind in this case, the first part. The mind, communication, pacing and thought style. How it will work between these two. Okay? Which is to say, Ashwini woman and Pushya man. Ashwini moon, she desires direct, fast decisions, clean language, freedom to start now. Everything is now with Ashwini. Projects, trips and so on. Or home front, whatever it is. Redoing the interior decoration, which women are very fond of, without over-processing. Partner who keeps up with bursts of enthusiasm and enjoys firsts. That's what she desires. How can he fulfill it, Mr. Pushya? Offer firm but short timelines. Because she understands only that fast business. I love it. Book it by 6 p.m. I'll sort out some home bits. For example, these are all examples cooked up by AI. But you can make up your own stuff. provided you understand the nakshatras. I've shared that in the Google Drive, okay, in the description box, and it's also on the community podcast of this channel. Second, respond in clear, affirmative phases. Skip lengthy, cautionary lectures. No more newspapers, alright? Create a safe runway for her initiative. Let her have it her way, because she doesn't know any other way. Set the budgets, essentials covered, then cheer her takeoff. Now, coming to him, Mr. Pushyamoon, what does he desire? Thoughtful, paced discussion and decisions that feel emotionally safe. Respect for tradition, family rhythms, clear responsibilities. Now, for all this, you can look up the Pushya Nakshatra intimacy characteristic. Reassurance that action won't disrupt stability. Pushya has a theme of neglecting spouse, by the way. Anybody Pushyamoon, please take care of that. Otherwise, you'll have a field day later. How she fulfills it, Ashwini style. Lead with one stabilizer per plan. I'll be back by 10. I've told mom. Present AB choices, like basically a digital type of nature. We shall do this or we shall do that, without lengthy analysis, because she knows only that style. Pair every bold idea with securing step, you know, one step at a time. That's the mental compatibility factor. Now let's see emotional. Compatibility is something which can be spoken of endlessly, but it has to be on all fronts, isn't it? We are taking primary fronts: mental, emotional, physical. And you can even go through other Google Drive stuff which I have left. Anyway, back to emotion, safety, bonding and repair. Ashwini Moon, that is she, desires autonomy, to be respected. Everybody wants respect. Nobody is willing to give it, isn't it? Affection that doesn't cage. Low drama, honesty, quick repair. Say what you want and get on with your life kind of approach Ashwini has. To be seen as brave, initiating and not impulsive. How he fulfills that emotion. Freedom plus faith statements. Go explore. I'll keep the stove on, or I'll cook for you. After friction of a grounded touch, one sentence validation, then concrete next step. Like I said, Ashwini wants digital kind of mentality. Zero or one, let's go. Praise her courage, specifically how you loved how she felt in the new class or what she did that day. Praises Ashwini, ruled by Mars in Aries, so requires a lot of ego pampering. Pushyamoon, what he desires, emotional security, dependable routines, because it's the fourth house kind of stuff. It's Cancer, isn't it? Heart of Cancer, warmth, loyalty and family centric gestures. Being needed for his protective provider nature. So how she fulfills it? Keep anchor rituals, weekly meals together, check in text at the same hour every day, how are you doing, and so on and so forth. Name his care explicitly. Your steadiness calms me. Tell him what part of emotion resonates with you. You have to be vocal, Ashwini. Although you're all the time wanting action, Miss Ashwini, please take care that this guy wants some validation emotionally. Let him provide in small visible ways, home fixes, planning, family time, and so forth. Now let us see the physical part, the kinesthetic part, involving all five senses, not just touch. Or not just having sex, okay? It's more than that. Let's see. On the physical forefront, when I say physical in every podcast, just translate it to kinesthetic, audio, visual, all five senses put together. You can look up my NLP series for that. Anyway, physical intimacy, chemistry, cadence and turn-ons. Ashwini, for her, what are the desires? Obviously, spontaneity, athletic play and quick escalation. Novel settings, positions and thrill of the new is another thing that excites her this time. She is Ashwini. The last two were men, Ashwini. Moments where she can lead or be playfully challenged. She's in this case like the woman on top thing. How he fulfills, give green light windows for spontaneity. Pre-cleared nights and spaces. Allow Ashwini the space to be a boss, woman on top in this case. Blend adventure with tenderness, quick heat, unhurried cuddling. Just get on with stuff, you know, less foreplay, let's get on to the act. Signal consent and containment, safe words, and plan it properly so she can race without crashing. For him, Mr. Pusha Moon, sensitive guy, more emotional, gentle pace, lots of warmth and aftercare, emotional foreplay, safety, soft words, cuddling, a setting that feels private, home and sacred. How she fulfills? She starts with soothing cues, dim lights, you know, scented candles, perfume, soft, nicely decorated room, for example, clean room. People have so much junk in their bedroom. Familiar scent, slow embrace helps the cancer. Keep the nest close, as in blanket, tea, shared shower and so on, for post-intimacy bonding. Not just run away after the deed is done, alright? Let passions crescendo, then linger. He likes the lingering factor. He's Mr. Cancer Moon here. So I have exchanged so that you can feel that irrespective of gender, alright, each one can be different. Man can be emotional equally. There's no stereotype in Vedic astrology. It's all how it plays out according to nakshatras. I want to give you a sense of that through this podcast. So this is a good match if such things are followed. Now let's see the problematic areas where it will clash. Now the friction points of Ashwini and Pusha. Although they are matched, 1-4 relationship. Speed versus security, the axis of tension, sign, she's ready to go, he's still making it safe. Guy is taking his own time. See, this is where kind of friction can come. So you can fix that by having different kind of plans. Phase 1, we'll do this. Phase 2, we will do this. Why? Because you need to give the guy the time to relax. It's not all about you, Miss Ashwini. Number 2, over-nurture or over-independence. She requires independence. He requires a lot of nurturing. But overdoing either one won't work, would it? Sign is he parents and she pushes away. It's like, I'm not your mother, you know, I'm your wife. That kind of an approach. Fix, convert caretaking into enabling. I set the budget so you can play. She reciprocates. You have to understand this. You see what I'm saying? You see how this plays out. And I've covered this before in this entire playlist. Intimacy is all about first knowing what the hell are you doing with another person. It's not just body and genitals and body parts, folks. It's much, much, much more than that. Number 3, duty drains spark. Why? Because it's got a 4-10 relationship also. The sign, routines start dominating. You know, I got to do this, or house chores, or I got to go get stuff from the grocery, whatever. Romance feels scheduled only because that 4-10 plays out. Fix, alternate different nights. Make it more comforting, okay? Take care of the cancer part, take care of the drive part. Focus on those aspects which make it more comfortable. It has more depth in it. It has more surprise and it has more adventure in it. Use your culture, wherever you're listening from, to make this happen. You have to make stuff happen. Sparks just don't happen. Labeling wounds. For example, he calls her impulsive, she calls him slow. See, labeling never helps in any nakshatra, any relationship, anywhere. You are just putting a tag and letting it rot, for example. It's like keeping a garbage in the garbage bin. You called it garbage, put it there, but it is still there. Learn to take ownership, folks. The fix is relabel strengths. Impulsive versus too courageous, slow to thorough. Because he needs thorough now, he's cancer. She needs courageous, she's Ashwini. So you can do role playing. When? And I'll end with this. When does this happen like a magical thing between Ashwini woman and Pusha man? Even considering their ascendant and Venus and Moon, etc. are in Devganas. Even then, when does it happen? When she understands what the hell this whole thing is about and he understands what the hell this whole thing is about also. First, they need to understand themselves and then bring it to the partners and they can dynamically explore. This is a dynamism. That's why I call it dynamic relationships. Next, we shall do Ashwini to Swati. I think Libra. I think we've finished 4. I'll see you in the next. Take care.